This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
One thing that I'm afraid of, and that's the people in elected office taking away my rights. I'm not afraid of the crook that's going to come to my door, because if my dogs don't get him, I will, and it's my job to defend myself. It's not your job to protect me. It's not your job to defend me. It's your job to protect the Constitution and protect my rights to defend myself.
2-1-1-0.
This was in a book for Freemasons. Fictions are necessary to the people, and the truth becomes deadly to those who are not strong enough to contemplate it in all its brilliance. In fact, what can there be in common between the vile multitude and sublime wisdom? The truth must be kept secret, and the masses need a teaching proportional to their imperfect reason.
Broadcasting live from a bunker high atop Mount Hood.
It's all heading towards a fascist totalitarian state.
It's radio that's delivering the truth.
AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
See, the problem is they don't get to determine what is right and wrong in the process. It's all done by the central government.
And here's Paul Preston and Agenda 21 Radio.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? Like, I ask this question all the time, and the answer is, I know you're that exceptional American. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on, like we always say here on Agenda 21 Radio. There's just tons of things going on, and if you're not a part of it, well, you're part of the problem. I don't say that, and I don't mean that. Of course, we do know that there's just so many things happening here on Agenda 21 Radio, and we want to welcome all those people that are listening for the first time, because we know that it is, you know, kind of a weird show, right? Because we talk about the truth. I hate it when that happens. Don't you? The truth shall set you free. And, of course, today is the national holiday for, guess who? Martin Luther King Jr. It's also a big day for Nevada, the state of Nevada, because they're going to birth a new state called New Nevada. New Nevada is coming alive today. Another state. Now, it's going to be the 52nd state. They think they're going to be the 51st state, but we're going to beat them to it, of course, New California. We're about a year ahead of them. That's why. We know what we have, and we know what we're going to do, and we know how to achieve it, and it will be done. Yeah, we're going to sort of shape-shift the national dialogue, if you will, about what's going on here in California, and New California, and Nevada, and New Nevada. So at 11 o'clock Pacific time, at the courtroom, a court in Pahrump, Nevada, Superior Court, they will be reading their Declaration of Independence. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be very, very interesting when this happens. It's going to be very exciting. It's going to be the fifth state to actually put this into operation in the nation's history. The last state to do this is West Virginia in 1861. And then along in last year, New California declared its independence on January 15th, 2018. And here we are, 1 year later, and we're going into our third constitutional convention. By the way, those of you that don't get it in what we're doing here, the third constitutional convention is the only convention for a national level status utilizing the U.S. Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Bill of Rights. That's occurred since really 1959. In 1959, Alaska and Hawaii came in as new states. of the United States, 49 and 50. And now, New California, 51st state. And then today, New Nevada, following in the footsteps and following the same game. By the way, the game plan is pretty simple if you want to make a new state. The game plan involves following the Constitution. Go figure. And that's why I say the only place that you're going to find such an activity going on, there's all this hoopla about this, that, and the other, about the Constitution, Con, Fifth Amendment, all that. That's all rubbish. We're actually doing it. This is historic. It's mind-boggling to think of the ramifications. And the human beings are going to be affected and are affected right now by New California being formed. But also the spinoff from that. I mean, and then you have to ask the underlying reasons. Why New California? Why is New California forming in the chaos, the democracy of California? Well, that just sort of answers the question right there. Anybody who is a liberty-loving person will understand that morality is important to New Californians. Not so much with Californians, and that's the splitting difference right there. And the same with New Nevadans. And the same with New Illinoisans, and the same with New Oregonians, and the same with New Hawaiians. This is all breaking out. You know, Reynolds versus Sims, that was quite the court decision in 1964, taking effect in 1967. And look what it's done. Pretty much destroyed, well, the Republican form of governance in many states of the United States. And that's something that's guaranteed by the Guarantee Clause of the First Amendment, or the Constitution, and it's Article 4, Section 3 of the Constitution. We have to have that, and we don't have that right now in California. And nor does it exist in many states. Where you have a democracy, you don't have a republic. This is like a seed plant for those of you that are just having the epiphany. Tucker Carlson, can you hear me? Wake up, amigo. Wake up. You don't say democracy when you really mean republic. It's not an evil word, republic. It is if you're a Democrat. Oh, no, we want a democracy. We don't want morality. We just want freedom. Anyway, thanks for listening to that. I've got a couple of things going on, though, and I want to play something. I think it's pretty heart-wrenching, actually. If I can find it again, and I know I will. On Friday, there were, I guess you can say, some interesting ceremonies that took place. You know, the whole thing that has broken out with all these police being shot, it is absolutely an incredible, sad state of affairs, isn't it? The fifth one, Mobile, Alabama, fifth individual shot. The fifth individual shot in Mobile, Alabama, which I find absolutely appalling, and I think you do too, took place. I mean, of course, then we had the young lady from Louisiana, and then, of course, just out here recently, we had Natalie Corona, and before that is Ranelle Singh. We paid great homage to Ranelle Singh. The New California folks did. The Yellow Vesters showed up, and when we showed up, we were in force, of course, to give our best to the Singh family, as we would the Corona family, as we would with all these officers' families. You know, this is something that I believe has been very well calculated by those people that want to destroy the United States of America to kill off our police officers in this fashion. And they're targets. The police are targets. Now, we do not want our police to be targets. We're not asking for a police state. We're asking that our police are protected. Our police actually do a fairly good job of keeping us away from the police state. But when the police state comes after them, right, that's a whole different ballgame in American police. Anyway, We got a lot to cover here in this next hour on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. We're having our convention on the 26th. It's the only convention, the only constitutional convention since 1959. And the first time a state breaking away from a new state since 1861. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
He's undoing the U.S. one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
You're listening to the Scottish Pipes and Drummers bringing in Natalie Corona's body. Officer Natalie Corona, who was killed in Davis, California, doing her job. 22 years old, of course, being, I guess you can say she's, well, they put her to rest last Friday after the show. We didn't get a chance to get involved with that. But very, very compelling, I guess. You know, it was played nationally. Different than what we're hearing, of course, all around the world today. That was the end of watch call for Natalie. Hard to hear that. Really hard to hear that. What's even worse is to hear the families, of course. The grieving families.
We stand up here together as a family. My wife and I. Over the past week, you have already heard the kind of daughter that Lupe, my wife, and I were blessed with. The kind of caring sister, officer, and friend that she was. Lupe and I and our entire family would like to express our gratitude to the enormously large number of people from Arbuckle, Colusa County, Davis, and so many other cities, and the numerous businesses that have reached out to us to offer generous donations, prayers, and support. But I have to take this opportunity to publicly thank a few of them that truly made a difference. Mr. Billy Ray Cyrus, who volunteered to fly in out of his busy schedule to come in and sing that beautiful opening song. UC Davis, CNOA, the 100 Club of Solano and Yolo County, Craig Herberger from the Woodland Funeral Chapel. What a wonderful man. Raley's Corporation, California Victim Witness Organization, the Knights of Columbus, Dutch Brothers, the Charter family from Arbuckle, our very own brothers and sisters here today, the City of Woodland and the City of Davis, and especially the Davis Police Department, and all their staff for the generous donations and their generous time that they've spent. They have not left Natalie alone for 1 second since she fell. And I apologize for not having enough time here today to mention all the other businesses and people that have reached out to us to help our family during this very difficult time. There are times in life where we must set all our differences aside and come together as one giant family. It is a time to practice the faith that we so much believe in. It is time to show love and not hate. We strongly believe in God and in His Son, Jesus Christ. God makes no mistakes. Everything may seem to us as bad luck, as a horrible and senseless death. But I can assure you, God Himself placed Natalie to be on duty on that day, on that shift, at that hour, responding to that call for service, standing on that exact spot, and He Himself has called her into his presence. Natalie chose to be a police officer. She chose the Davis Police Department. When she started as a community officer, she was so proud. When I tried to get her to apply for the Colusa County Sheriff's Department, I remember what Natalie told me. Natalie said, "Dad, I have found the perfect department in the perfect city. Everyone at the PD and in the city are so nice. I can't see myself going anywhere else. This is where I want to work." My nephew David, a sergeant with the CHP, had also been trying to steal her into the CHP. He failed miserably. Natalie would come home daily excited and anxious to tell Lupe and I how much fun she had had that day. I now feel guilty because on a few occasions we would hear her getting home and I would tell Lupe, "Here comes Nat, turn off the lights and act like we're sleeping." But somehow she always seemed to know. She would come in, turn on the lights, and she would say, "I just want to tell you what happened today, real quick." Which we really knew meant 30 to 40 minutes, followed by a lot of whining and begging before she would finally turn off the light. Natalie truly loved police work. She was so proud to be part of the law enforcement brotherhood. About 2 years ago, before she was sworn in as an officer, Natalie so much admired those men and women officers already serving, and especially those that had paid the ultimate sacrifice. She came up with the idea of the picture in the blue dress. She wanted it to represent the blue line. It took her about 2 months to decide on the exact dress to wear, the dress to wear. And soon after the picture was taken, she posted it on Facebook, on her Facebook page, with the following caption. I know the chief had already read it, but I want to remind you. This is her words, and I truly feel that it came from her heart. She said, "I would like this photograph to serve as my gratitude for all those law enforcement men and women who served, who have served, who are currently serving, and those who have died in the line of duty protecting our liberties in this great country." Little did she know that she in this picture would touch so many lives around the world. One of my proudest moments after pinning her badge was when she asked me, "Pop, can I now call you Brother Cop?" And after telling her no for so long, I finally told her, "Yes, Nat, you can now call me Brother Cop." So to all her brother and sister cops, today we lay to rest our beloved sister cop. Thank you very much.
Tough one. We'll be back.
We have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
Well, you just have to admit that a lot of that is just tough, tough, tough stuff. You know, the whole situation that's been going on with New California and our involvement and everything else that's developing, of course, we are just such into so much of the stuff of the state, of course. And there's a lot of moving parts anytime you do something like this. And we haven't even scratched the surface yet. We understand. We understand the magnitude of it. And we know that as soon as it all catches on, as it is right now, and catches everybody's... they understand the Constitution and the word liberty in particular. Liberty is freedom with morality. You got to remember that. There has to be some morality about freedom. Democracy is freedom. Mm-hmm. Sure. But republicanism is morality. And that's where you get the liberty. That's the part the people just do not understand. And one of the things I think we're trying to get everybody to pretty much understand... Anyway, we have a lot of things going on, including things about New California. And I know there's people wanting me to play the program last night from Dave Hodges. And it's up on the website from the Common Sense Show. You can probably see that. And we'll be probably referring to excerpts from that in my interview, but not right now. I just wanted to get through a number of things that are happening vis-a-vis the whole thing that's going on with the budget. Now, there's been some interesting stories that's been done about this, and I wanted to kind of bring it to people's attention that this whole situation with the budget by the president shutting it down. In two words, you're fired. I mean, he's the person that says it. You're fired. He is that person. Now, he's the master of it. How many of these, the apprentice, you're fired, you know? And, wow, I'm fired. Some people wear it as a badge of honor. You're fired, you know? Okay, so now what's going on with Donald Trump? Now, in the budget. He doesn't have any problem shutting the government down. He's the master at firing people. Now, I want to lay this on you so that you kind of get where I'm coming from this. The shutdown is a sense of, well, the shutdown of the government basically is, in one sense, is saying we don't need your services, employees. That's that. In really, and right now, we don't have a complete shutdown of the government. We have a shutdown of many departments of the government. But the bigger question is this, is that if you have a bloated bureaucracy, which is what government is in the United States, government largesse, living off the taxpayers' dime. I mean, that's really what we have here, in not only in the U.S. government, certainly, but in California government, right? Taxation, taxation, taxation for the function of government. That's really what we have in California. And, of course, we're fast moving out of, running out of other people's money. And now what you have, though, in the shutdown is Donald Trump saying, I don't have no problem, no shutdown. Hey, we'll just shut her down. Now, one of the things that starts to crop up, when you have these shutdowns, you start to see that certain people that are in the bureaucracy, well, they say, well, screw this. I'm not going to come to work. I'm going to be sick. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Right? That's what happens. Now, what's happening right now? Government shut down. Essential services are, well, still going on. And usually with skeleton crews, they're still going on. Government still functions. So that begs the question, all these bureaucratic people that are around the bureaucracies that make this thing function, how essential are they? Could they be fired? That's one of the questions going on. Could they be fired? And, well, from what I understand, they could be. Now, this is a story that came out a couple days ago. It says, Trump's Shutdown Trap by Thomas Leifson. Hear me out. Now, I understand this as a bureaucrat myself, as a superintendent. 30 days after a government shutdown, federal parasites can be fired, is another headlines. 30 days after a shutdown, federal parasites can be fired. Oh, Paula, were you talking about parasites, the ones that are non-essential? Well, I wasn't saying that, but one of the authors was. Let me explain. Has President Trump suckered Democrats in the deep state into a trap that will enable a radical downsizing of the federal bureaucracy? If only 5 more days of the already longest government shutdown in history, that was 5 days ago, oh, it happens to be today, a hitherto obscure threshold will be reached, enabling permanent layoffs of bureaucrats furloughed 30 days or more. Don't believe me that the federal bureaucracies can be laid off? Well, in bureaucraties, a layoff is called a RIF, reduction in force. RIFs are called. I've gotten 2 of those, by the way, as an educator in California schools. And, of course, it comes with a slew of civil service protections. But if the guidelines are followed, bureaucrats can be laid off, as in no more job. It is all explained by Michael Roberts, who wrote an article about the partial shutdown. A reduction in force is a thoughtful and systematic elimination of positions. For all practical purposes, a government RIF is the same as a thing as a layoff. A reduction in force is the governmental term for layoffs, guys. So I got a RIF. I was laid off, literally. But organizations must stick to predetermined criteria when sorting out what happens to each employee. They must communicate with employees how and why decisions are made. In deciding who stays and who goes, federal agencies must take 4 factors into account: tenure, veteran status, total federal civilian and military service, and performance. Agencies cannot use RIF procedures to fire bad employees. A lot of procedures must be followed, and merit or performance is the last consideration. But based on the criteria above, employees already furloughed can be laid off or RIFed once they have been furloughed for 30 days or 22 work days. Are we seeing a downsizing in government? You're fired. Is that what Trump is doing? I think today is the 30th day. That's why I'm reading the article. Has there been 22 work days? We got to, because we did have another federal holiday in there, right? So it could be 21 days. The purported senior official makes the case that devotion to process eats up most of the time of federal bureaucrats and is also used by enemies of President Trump's initiatives to stymie the legitimate orders issued by his senior officials. That's an important line, and I have been talking about this for months now, for years, since he 2 years since he got to be and warned that this was going to be his biggest problem, where the bureaucracies that are supposed to serve under him. Tens of thousands of people who all, and you've heard me say this, many people have said it themselves, and we've heard the witnesses, Tucker Carlson and other people, I heard him in person saying this, that the government bureaucrats hate Trump. They're going to do everything to stymie them. Guess what? You're fired. After tomorrow. Think about that. The Trump trap. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Let's see. I'm pulling up a story here. It says, not yet. Fox and Friends apologizes for accidental graphic saying Ruth Bader Ginsburg is dead. No. Fox and Friends apologized on Monday after briefly airing a graphic suggesting that Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is dead. I wonder if they said anything about it other than, you know, Ruth Bader Ginsburg is dead. Okay, we're going to play this little clip here. I think we got it. Let's see if we, unless they give us a commercial and I'll shut it off, you know, one of those kind of deals. Let's see if they've got it here going on. Yeah, they're giving us one of those kind of deals. So we're going to skip this thing.
Feeling like you have a problem.
I hate it when this happens. Don't do this crap to me. It's a radio show after all, you know. Then you can skip it now. So we're going to skip it. Here we go. Oh, there it is.
A college professor taking a stand against the lack of diverse viewpoints on campuses during a TED Talk. Here with more is that.
There it is. Wow, right there in front. This is Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, 1933 to 2019. What in the world is wrong with that picture, right? Well, it didn't happen. As the show came back from commercials, they briefly showed a graphic of Ginsburg with the caption 1933 2000. This comes from Mediaite, not BuzzFeed, by the way. So it's legit. The image was on screen for only a brief period of time before it was dismissed for Ainley Earhart's upcoming interview with on campus culture. A screen capture of that graphic, though. It's on Facebook. It's everywhere. Not yet. Not yet. Later in the show, the host acknowledged the graphic. I hate it when this happens. The host acknowledged, saying it was a control room error and that their understanding is Ginsburg is still recovering from lung surgery, but alive nonetheless. Let's see what they say. This is apparently, and I'm sure they're going to get another commercial. Yeah. Here we go. Publish your press release. Here you go. Newswire.com. Newswire.com. There you go. That's what we need. Sorry, we have to painfully go through this, ladies and gentlemen. So we're going to wait for this to happen. Now, so watch above. This is Fox News and their explanation for the Ginsburg situation. Okay? Fox News explanation for Ginsburg.
And how we've all benefited from him.
That's right.
In the meantime, we need to apologize. At the beginning of Ainsley's interview with the professor, a technical error in the control room triggered a graphic of Ruth Bader Ginsburg with a date on it. We don't want to make it seem anything other than that was a mistake. That was an accident. We believe she is still at home recovering from surgery.
Big mistake. Yes.
Indeed. All right. Meanwhile, let's talk a little bit about.
Big mistake. Yeah, that's a big mistake. The guys, I got to tell you, I've complained about the control room people at Fox. They don't seem to be quite, and I think they've kind of lost it over the last 2 years. Just my opinion. I know these are the kind of guys that can make you or break you if you're a personality. But the bottom line to it is that it's very much a problem. If you're the guy, if you're the host, that's why, you know, I have few technical issues with my technical people. But, you know, most of the time it's me doing the technical work, but sometimes outside people helping and so on. But, you know, you got to have that stuff together. Else everything kind of gets blown out of reality. that's what really goes on. So anyway, glad that she's still with us. I mean, no one wants her demise. Unless maybe some people do. I'm all for waiting for that sort of thing for anybody, anytime. that's just standard. We all like life. And apparently that's what she's going to give us. Okay, we're running out of time. I hate to break it to everybody, but we're absolutely running out of time. You know, the couple of other things, though. We're now getting into the migrant. You got it. The migrant caravanning coming up from Central and South America. It seems like it's happening so consistently now. We're just being normed to it. The invasion, we're just being normed to the invasion, and not much is happening, right? Seriously, don't you feel like it's just another caravan? It's got to stop, ladies and gentlemen, else we're going to be in big trouble in this country, and we already are in a lot of ways, right? Especially California. California is filling up like crazy with all these illegals because California has got the most money that's coming from the taxpayers to these illegal foreign nationals. And again, it's the people behind it, the organization behind all these illegal foreign nationals, behind all these people. That's the problem, just like it was in Europe. Exactly like it was in Europe. That it's very problematic, but it's very, very true. That all these people are being controlled by higher authorities, so to speak, and being encouraged to do what they're doing right now. That is a fact, Jack. That is an absolute fact. So, the largest single group of asylum seekers ever to cross the United States tunneled beneath the wall near San Luis, Arizona on Monday, voluntarily turning themselves into customs. Now, we've covered this before, but I'm bringing it back up because guess what? There's another one coming, a bigger one. They figure that this one is going to be probably anywhere from 8,000 to 15,000. And if we know how these things play, they start gathering steam. And now we're learning that more and more busing is going on from Mexico on up. In other words, Mexico is not adhering to their agreement to stop them. That's the big thing. Are we getting normed now?
Sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Agenda.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's all present at the Agenda 21 show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, agenda21radio.news, also newcaliforniastate.com. Avina King.
Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Martin Luther King has become a symbol for pacifism and a beacon of nonviolent racial reform. And on this very important day, we remember his legacy and the lives he impacted across the country. Joining us now to reflect on that, a great American icon, is his niece, Dr. Alveda King, whose dad was his brother. Well, Alveda, great to see you. First off, on as we made it a national holiday justifiably, what are your reflections today?
When I remember my uncle, Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., my dad was his brother, Reverend A.D. King. So Uncle ML, for instance, says, I've decided to stick with love. Hate is too difficult a burden to bear. So I'm encouraging people today to remember he was a prophet. He was seeking the divine. He did not serve politics nor government. Martin Luther King Jr. served God. And so all the solutions should be right for the human race, not separate races, but the human race.
So for African Americans, if they look back and they see this footage in the 60s where they had to go in the back of buses and there were water fountains that said colored only and bathrooms colored only, and they told baseball teams, the black players stay in this hotel and you stay in the others, how do they remember the injustice of the past but yet look forward to the future?
Well, you've heard me say many times, we cannot be color blind. We have to see color, because if we don't see color, we will forget things that happened, and then we'll repeat that history. So we have to see, put our glasses on, the glasses of love and faith and humanity. One blood. God made us all one blood. We're not separate races. And so we acknowledge that there was injustice. Injustice still goes on. And then we come together as human beings and resolve it.
Yep. From Martin Luther King. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, we're going to birth a new state today, New Nevada, Pahrump, Nevada, 11 o'clock Pacific time. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.